Hey, welcome. Glad you're here. Want to talk a little bit. In fact, you guys are going to do quite a bit of discussion. That's why I wanted you a little bit closer. Okay, maybe one row closer. Nasty little humans. All right. Hey, you didn't record that, did you? That part? Oh, man. We need to delete that part. Abusive. When you think of the word integrity, when you think of the word integrity, what do you think of?
Honesty.
Honesty? What else? What? Doing the right thing. What else?
Dependable.
Yeah.
Personal standards.
I'm sorry?
Consistent.
Doing the right thing when no one's looking. I was reading this story. If you've studied history, it's kind of interesting that our 16th president, anybody know who that is? Very good. Man, you are sharp. Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln had a nickname. You know what his nickname was?
Honest
Abe. When he was 24 years old, Abraham Lincoln served as the postmaster of New Salem, Illinois, for which he was paid an annual salary of $55.70. Even then, 24 years before he entered the White House, the rail splitter was showing the character that earned him the title, Honest Abe. The New Salem post office was closed in 1836, but it was several years before an agent arrived from Washington to settle accounts with ex-postmaster Lincoln, who was a struggling lawyer not doing so well. The agent informed him that there was $17 due the government. Lincoln crossed the room, opened an old trunk, and took out a yellowed cotton rag bound with string. Untying it, he spread out the cloth, and there was $17. He'd been holding it untouched for all the years. He said this, quote, "I never use any man's money but my own." That's why he got that idea, that name, Honest Abe. He was a man, who we would call a man of integrity. Today we're talking about personal integrity. And the question is, do you have it? You know, do you have personal integrity? And how important is that to you? And what would you sell that personal integrity for? What would you sell it for? Jacob in the Bible Esau sold his inheritance for a bowl of beans. What will you sell your integrity for? Would it be for a relationship? Would it be for a grade? Right? You know, when you get in a bind, we've already had this happen, you know, where it's like, man, I'm getting behind. And I just, look, nobody's going to know. You know, who's ever read F.F. Bruce besides Mark Worley? You know, nobody will know that I used his words, not mine. You know, we don't value integrity as much as we used to. So, hey, does anybody have Bibles with you? I know, it's Christian college. Okay, here's Chloe. I'd like for you to look up Proverbs 10:9. Tara. Would you look up Proverbs 11:3? Selah, since we're all in a row here, Proverbs 19:1. Okay. Want to take a look, one more. Okay, we'll just stay in the row. Logan, Proverbs 28:6. And then, yeah, Josh, how about Titus 2:7? Now, let me just tell you, the biblical The biblical translation of the word integrity means faithful support, listen, faithful support of a standard of values. Faithful support of a standard of values. When everybody is doing one thing, do you have personal integrity? You know, if your boss asks you if you got something done, right, and you're gonna do it, you're about to do it, and so you say, sure, I did. It's pretty easy and it's quick to lie, isn't it? I mean, it is. It's quick to compromise. It's quick to lose integrity. So how valuable is integrity to you? How valuable is it to you? Is it important to you? Listen to what I thought it was interesting. Yesterday we heard from Stu Schlachman, the Jewish guy from New York. Cool accent. I wasn't kidding about that. Great accent. But great words, too. But he said, you know, Solomon, he read Ecclesiastes, smartest guy alive. So let's listen to his words. What does he say about integrity? Go ahead, Chloe. Loud. Proud.
Okay, Proverbs 10:9. Whoever walks in integrity walks securely, but he who makes his ways crooked will be found out.
Yeah. Okay, read it one more time. That was good.
Whoever walks in integrity walks securely, but he who makes his ways crooked will be found out.
Yeah. The book of Numbers says, be sure your sins will find you out. Okay, but he who walks in integrity, man, if you're walking in integrity, you don't have to look over your shoulder. You don't have to worry, right? Because you are a person of integrity. People say, wow, when I think of integrity, I think of you. What a great thing to say. Okay, go ahead. Yeah. Did you hear that? One more time, loud here.
The integrity of the upright guides them, but the crookedness of the treacherous destroys them.
Yeah, look, if you are a person of integrity, if you have integrity, that's going to guide you. In other words, you're going to say, look, I'm not going to lie here. I'm not going to do that. That's not who I am. I am a person of integrity. Look, I'm not going to cheat on this test. Why? Because I am a person of integrity. You get that? I'm not going to compromise on this relationship. I don't care if the whole world is filled with liars, which they are. I tell you what, I watched the, I watched the president's speech last night, and I'm going, oh. And then afterwards, they're going, okay, we're going to check whether or not he's telling the truth or what he's doing. And I'm looking at all of them, and I'm going, hey, you know, in fact, Matthew Meeks called me, and he says, oh, I forgot the speech was on. And I said, you know, it doesn't matter. It just seems like every politician lies. I said, it's driving me crazy. You know, he's doing so much better as far as speech, you know, which is great. But it's like, who can you trust? Right? Who can you trust? And we all go, oh, yeah, I can't trust Obama. Well, others say, I couldn't trust Bush. Who can you trust? You know, you trust a man of it. Who was it?
Reagan.
Yeah, well, Reagan was known as a man of integrity, a true person of integrity. And, you know, here's the question. Can I trust you? Are you a person of integrity? I've had students look me right in the eye and lie to me. Kills me. Because I value integrity. You know, most companies say, I want a person of integrity. Somebody who's not going to cheat us. Cheat us by not working a full day's work for a full day's pay. Or somebody who doesn't lie about stuff. Gosh, I long for a person of integrity. I just long for that. And their ways are focused because you cannot veer them off of the power of personal integrity. You know that when they speak the truth. You know that when they do business, they're honest. They maintain the standards and the values of integrity. Okay, next one.
Proverbs 19.
No, it's got to be louder, Selah.
Okay. Proverbs 19:1. Better the poor whose walk is blameless than a fool whose lips are perverse.
Okay, you gotta stand up and say it loud, okay? Because that's such a great passage. Come on, Selah, you're among friends. Don't sign it. We wouldn't understand it. Okay, go. Go.
Better the poor whose walk is blameless than a fool whose lips are perverse.
That's about as loud as she gets, I can
test. Let me tell you, if you are poor, which most of us are, but you have integrity, you are far more better off than a rich man or woman who no one trusts a word they say. Last night I'm looking at powerful people who run the United States of America, and I'm going, is there a person of integrity there? I don't know. Okay, next one. Logan.
Proverbs 28:6.
Yeah, you're a manly man. Let's with gusto.
Better is a poor man who walks in his integrity than a rich man who is crooked in his ways.
There you go. Yeah. Better is a poor man. And see, again, you know, some of us listening to that, we're addicted to material. We're addicted to money, wealth. And so we would say, no way, man, I'd lie. I would lie. Bill Groom over at Compass Christian Church, he is a former oil landman. For those of you who have come from West Texas, you know. Landmen, basically, they buy mineral rights from landowners. That's what they do. They research how much is there, how much it's worth. And Bill is now the missions pastor over at Compass, has been for quite a few years. We went to West Africa together and spent a lot of time together. And I asked him, I said, Bill, why did you leave, you know, an incredibly lucrative career? And he said, Mark, I got tired of ruining people's lives. I said, what do you mean, Bill? You're a godly man. He said, no. He said, when we would walk in and we would give money and lots of money for land rights, he said, Mark, it would destroy families. All of a sudden, families who loved each other were going against each other. They were lying to each other. They were, hey, you guys have seen it on this great, wonderful show called Survival? The one where they are put on an island or something, and Survivor. Yeah, the whole deal is about lying and cheating, and we honor that. Wow, what a great liar. Look, are you a person of integrity or not? You know, are you? Okay, one more, Josh. Now, this is the only time that the word for integrity is used in the New Testament. Now, obviously, Jesus talks about being a person of integrity, but this is the only time in the New Testament that this particular word for integrity is used. Go ahead.
In everything, set them an example by doing what is good. In your teaching, show integrity, seriousness, and soundness of speech that cannot be condemned, so that those who oppose you may be ashamed because they have nothing bad to say about us.
Wow. That's a young man, Titus, who's a young preacher, and Paul is writing to him, and he's saying, hey, these are the important things. One more time, Josh, to young men and women. Okay? Oh, you closed it? Okay. Listen carefully to what he says to this young man about integrity. Go. In everything, set the example, the pattern. Okay, go ahead.
In everything, set them an example by doing what is good. In your teaching, show integrity, seriousness, and soundness of speech that cannot be condemned, so that those who oppose you may be ashamed because they have nothing bad to say about us.
Wouldn't that be incredible? Nothing bad could be said about you. You are a person of integrity. Okay, we're going to discuss a little bit kind of what we talked about. Oh yeah, I was going to zero in here. So, you guys who define that, yeah, you need to hand these out. You need to get in groups of three or four. And look, try not to get with your little buddies. Okay? Get with somebody you can truly discuss. Okay? Hey, and I'm going to read through these statements while they're handing these out. This is number one, is discuss each of these true stories and statements. Do you agree with the statements? Do you agree with what they did or didn't do? Do you think it affects personal integrity? Okay, here we go. The first one, famous Babe Ruth, was offered a good sum if he would allow himself to be photographed with a bottle of beer in his hand. The brewer wanted the picture for advertising purposes. It is said that Babe Ruth replied, "No, I have autographed too many baseballs of boys of America to think of helping advertise the sale of beer. Many of these boys regard me as a hero, and I'll not do anything to lessen their esteem of me." Okay, is that integrity or not? Hold on. You're going to discuss that in groups. Okay, by the way, some of us have no problem, you know, posting on Facebook anything and everything. Is that a lack of integrity? Okay, in one of his books, Samuel Smiles tells of a terrible temptation that once came to the state of Illinois. America was passing through great financial depression. Governments were faced with financial panic. The rich state of Pennsylvania set the example of repudiating its debts. Illinois, by repudiating its debts, basically they said, we're not paying them, we're done. You know, we're just going to default. Illinois, then a poor state, felt that with such a lead, it was justified to follow suit. When Stephen Douglas heard it, he resolved, though very ill, to oppose it with all his might. He was carried to the place in legislature on a stretcher. Lying on his back, he moved the historic resolution that Illinois be honest. The motion touched the deepest sentiment of every member. It was adopted with enthusiasm. It dealt a death blow to the system of repudiation. And Illinois became one of the most prosperous states of America. So, do you pay your debts or not? Macaulay said this, "The measure of a man's real character is what he would do if he knew he would never be found out." I think somebody over here mentioned that. The Air Force Cadets Honor Code, by the way, I was at the Air Force Academy a couple of summers ago, and I wrote this down. This is written on their wall when they're out marching, when they're doing drills. They look up, and this is on the wall there. "I will not lie, cheat, or steal, nor will I tolerate anyone who does." Does that have anything to do with personal integrity? Down in Jackson, Mississippi, I like this story. Three boys arrived in school late. It was as late as 10 a.m. They'd been fishing. For their excuse, they stated that they were delayed because of a flat tire. The teacher decided to give them a test. Think about the Proverbs that we've read. The teacher decided to give them a test immediately, so she had them seated apart from one another. She said, "This test will only have one question, and I'll give you 30 seconds to put down your answer." The question was, which tire? Remember, person of integrity doesn't have to worry. The teacher was pretty sharp. There's no question of this with the results of the test. The boys were shown to be liars. Margaret Fealty, a director of adult education in Fitchburg, Massachusetts, in recalling various cases with which she has dealt, tells of a man who came to her admitting that even his wife didn't know he couldn't read. For 11 years, he had been holding a paper for an hour every night, pretending to read it. Finally, he just couldn't stand it anymore. Now, we might find that a humorous story, but what lengths would you go? You know, to hide something, lack of integrity. Hey, President Bill Clinton looked at the camera, held out his thumb, and said, "I did not have sex with that woman, that Monica Lewinsky." Hey, I believed him. I saw that on camera. And I looked in his eyes and I said, "Man, why don't they leave that man alone?" I believed him. Hey, when the very first time I was in Moscow, Russia, there was this Russian saying on this elementary school wall, and I said, "What is that?" And the translator said, "Oh, that's what we used to call the Ten Commandments, one of the Ten Commandments of communism." Here's what he said. Listen to this. "A man of integrity lies only when absolutely necessary." Okay, you're going to discuss that. Do you agree with that or not? Hey, in the United States of America, we don't have that written on walls anywhere. But we have that belief. We have it. You know, it's okay to lie to get out of trouble, right? That's the best thing. Okay? You can easily judge the character. This is an anonymous quote that I read. "You can easily judge the character of people by how they treat those who can do nothing for them." What does that have to do with integrity? And then Mencken says, "Conscience is the inner voice that warns us that someone may be looking." In other words, have we seared our conscience to the point where it doesn't matter what's true or what's not true? Seriously, I've come into contact with students who had zero personal integrity. I mean, they would just lie. It doesn't matter. They lie about anything and everything. We had a student who lied about all his past. He literally stood in front of the chapel, told everybody he was dying. Everybody just, I mean, took care of him, felt for him. He just couldn't stand it anymore, left the college, later found out he wasn't dying, he just wanted attention. Personal integrity. Are you a person of integrity? Okay, get together in groups of 3 or 4, not 12 or 15, because I want everybody to have a share. Talk. Now you can just talk about these stories. What do you think? Lack of integrity? How do you think this affects people? Is it integrity? The questions are up there. Do you agree with the statements? Do you agree with what they did or didn't do? Do you think it affects personal integrity? Hey, I'm only going to give you about 5 or 10 minutes. That's it. So get with it. Hey, does everybody have a piece of paper? Okay, and answer the second and third question down at the bottom. How does it affect you when someone lacks personal integrity And how would you define personal integrity? Don't worry about the backside yet. I'll get to that. Yep. No. No, you don't have to write it down. You're just discussing. Yeah, you don't have to write it down. You're just discussing. What do you think about those different scenarios? Lack of integrity, not. What do you think? And then answer questions number 2 and 3 at the bottom of the page. You don't need to take a look at the back yet. Wait a minute. You got 7 here. Okay. Okay. Right there. There you go. Hey, there's an interesting look at integrity. So do you think Babe Ruth was right to say, I'm not going to do that? Is that?
Yes.
Would you do the same thing?
I don't know. A lot of people. I would put myself in the shoes.
I don't know. But he's saying, as a hero to the kids.
Yeah. He's a hero to the kids, and he wants to put himself on beard. That would look bad for his kids.
So would you do what he did? I mean, think about it. You know, you guys all play soccer. You got kids. I've watched you guys. You're extremely good at soccer, right? So kids are standing on the sidelines. They're going, man, I wish I could play like them. I wish I could be like them. And then maybe they hear a word out of your mouth. You're their hero. Is that personal integrity or not? To say, I want to be a model to these kids. See, he's famous, but you can still be a hero. Personal integrity. Like, okay, get out of our group. Not yet. No, you're just discussing it. Do what?
Somebody's going to pay you to take a photo. Would you do it?
If I would to take a photo?
Yeah.
If somebody's paying me $100, take a photo with marijuana in my hand? A bottle of beer? No. It wouldn't do it. It depends on what they're going to do with the picture. No, I probably would say no. My integrity can't be bought.
Otherwise, you can define it as like,
but that's good thinking. Hey, let me ask you guys what I asked them, because they were talking about the Babe Ruth thing. Just ask them a question. Okay. Let's say, the thing wasn't taking a picture of the bottle of beer. It was that they're going to use it for advertising. And he's saying, look, kids look up to me. Okay? Let's put it this way. You guys are playing a basketball game. And there's kids, and they're looking at you, and they're going, holy cow, those guys are incredibly good. Man, I want to be like them. And then something happens, and a vulgar word comes out of your mouth. Is that personal integrity? So I want to be a model to these kids.
If you say you don't want them to be like you, you want them to be better than you.
Well, that's what Charles Barkley said, isn't it? Became famous. You know that. You know what I would say? You're a coward. You see what I'm saying? Almost impossible to get back.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, if you have not moved to questions 2 and 3, how does it affect you when someone lacks personal integrity? How does it affect you? Okay? If somebody lies to you, somebody cheats you, how does it affect you? If you haven't already started discussing that, go ahead and then move to 3, because we've got about 5 minutes before we have to get back together. Yet. No, stay with. Have you already finished questions 2 and 3? Awesome.
We're exploring.
Okay. All right. Sorry, guys. Hey, let's get back together. Man, there's some interesting discussions. There were some interesting discussions going on. You know, do you think, for example, in fact, some of the guys were talking about Babe Ruth. I mean, what's the problem of having his picture taken with a beer in his hand? Is that the big deal? Well, that's not really what he's talking about, is it? No, he's talking about his example. Realizing that kids were watching him, and he had personal integrity enough to say, look, I want to be an example to them. We were talking back there, Charles Barkley said, I don't want anybody looking at me as an example. I mean, you take a look at famous sports people these days. Are they people of integrity? Cal was wearing Live Strong. And why do we laugh? Because we know. Lance Armstrong kept it up for a while. What about A-Rod? Yeah. You know, you take a look at him. And what did he do it for? Money. Prestige. Power. So are you a person of integrity? What would you sell out for? You know? You know, are you a person of integrity? Someone asked the question, "How, if you lose your integrity, can you get it back?" What do you guys think? Not fully. Not fully? Okay. What else? How can you get it back? Time and consistency. Yeah, I don't know if any of you have ever experienced this, but, you know, with one of my kids in particular, you know, he said, Dad, why aren't you going to trust me? I said, when you start making the right choices, I'll trust you. When you become a man of integrity. Chloe.
I think that one of the things is that...
Say it loud, people in the back. Because I told them to move up, but they wouldn't do it.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well, they moved up one row, and it's only because Ellie, you know, kind of...
Not bitter about this, are you?
You know.
When you lose your integrity, I think you have to understand that you've lost it, and you can't expect people to treat you like a person of integrity. You know what I mean? I think that's one of the ways that you earn it back.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, Dr. Stepp was sharing in chapel the other day about Psalm 32, and he talked about David and, you know, bringing about forgiveness. Can you imagine if you were one of David's children and the whole world knew, right? In fact, if you read about his children... His children were literally, I mean, they just went wild. Even Absalom, his son, tried to take over the kingdom, tried to kill his own father. Well, why not? I mean, what's his dad going to say? Son, don't be like I was. Why not? You got away with it. You know, if I can get away with it, why not? Personal integrity not only hurts you, but it hurts people around you. Guys, play it out in your head. Think about your children, and I guarantee you, they're going to ask, hey, did you ever do this? I didn't wait. I told my children early on. I was not a good guy. I've told you, I wasn't a good guy. But I've told you, the difference in my life, his name is Jesus Christ. And he taught me about integrity. Take a look at the back of your sheet. Matthew 22:16, they sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians. Teacher, they said. Now these are Jesus' enemies. We know you are a man of integrity and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. You aren't swayed by men because you pay no attention to who they are. Philippians 2. So that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation in which you are an influence. I've listed some classical virtues there. And listen to what some of these great men of integrity have said. Martin Luther King Jr. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. A man of integrity. Hey, I lived when he was around. And I'll tell you what, they tried every possible way they possibly could. J. Edgar Hoover, everybody tried as much as they could to destroy the integrity of Martin Luther King Jr., and they could not do it because of his statement. John Maxwell, a leadership guru, said, courage deals with principle, not perception. If you don't have the ability to see when to stand up and the conviction to do it, you'll never be an effective leader. Your dedication to potential must remain stronger than your desire to appease others. Don't lose your personal integrity. Tacitus, a Roman historian, said, the desire for safety stands against every great and noble enterprise. What will it cost to buy your integrity? You know, is it money? Is it fame? Is it a relationship? You know, how cheap will you sell your integrity for? Jim Mulatto, another leadership guy, says leadership is the expression of courage that compels people to do the right thing. Billy Graham, one of the most, I cannot tell you, the amount of integrity this guy has. He's probably one of the greatest American heroes. Literally, this guy would not travel anywhere alone so that no one would cast an accusation against him. He would always have someone to hold him accountable. What a great guy. He said this, courage is contagious. When a brave man takes a stand, the spine of others are stiffened. And again, John Maxwell, a show of courage by any person encourages others, but a show of courage by a leader inspires. It makes people want to follow him. Kind of like Honest Abe. Man, what an incredible president, right? Famous, known as a man of integrity. How about you? Are you a person of integrity? Some of you are asking if you want to write some things. I want you just to reflect. This is for you. We're going to give you about 8 minutes. Here, you're close to standing. Would you go ahead and hand those out? Okay. If you have a pen or pencil or a pen, please... You know, answer these questions. How would you define personal integrity, you personally? And do you believe you are a person of integrity or not? Be honest with yourself. And is being a person of your word important to you? Is that important to you? And then when you have told a lie in the past, did it bother you? Why or why not? Hey, and while he's handing these out, let me ask you a couple of questions. Okay, if you saw me coming out of a strip joint down Harry Hines, would you question my integrity? Yes. Why? Why? What am I doing there? I'm just watching. Why would you question my integrity? Guys, yeah. Okay, because I have presented myself in one way, as a follower of Jesus Christ. Okay, if I hit my hand with a hammer and let fly with a whole bunch of curse words, would you question my integrity? You're saying yes. Why would you question my integrity? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, why would you question my integrity if I let fly with a bunch of foul language? Because I am misrepresenting my standards, right? I'm not consistent with the standards that I present. Okay, what about you? If you hit your hand with a hammer and you let fly with a bunch of curse words, should I question your integrity? If I see you coming out of a strip club, should I question your integrity? Yes. Thank you. Yes. Yeah. Do you get it? If you cheat on a test, should I question your integrity? Not if what? What if you don't get caught? What if you don't get caught cheating? Say it again, Aaron. You don't have personal integrity. And what do the Proverbs say? Is it going to show up at some point sometime? It's going to show up some point sometime. And then, if you do cheat, and you say, oh man, I got caught, then should the professors trust you again? Yeah.
I have a question. Can we question everybody's integrity
for all senators? I think sometimes we use that just as an excuse. Right? We're all sinners. Well, wait a minute. Aren't you also all saints? So which one do you want to act like? I want to act like a saint. Right? I want to be above reproach. That's what the scriptures talk about. You know, and if I'm a believer, then I want to do what the Bible says I should do. That's my standard. And so does my standard, okay, let's go back to the communist Ten Commandments, right? A man of integrity lies only when absolutely necessary. In some ways, you just said the same thing. Hey, we all fail, so, you know, if I lie occasionally, you know, why should you question my integrity? Right? I'm not slamming you. I'm answering your question. Yeah. And a man of integrity, if he makes a mistake or she makes a mistake, what's the response to that? Do what? To own up to it. Now I've got an extremely bad temper. And you guys go, no, there's this. You seem so laid back. I can't tell you the things that I've done. I mean, I can, but it's not
pleasant. But if I want to be a man of integrity, then I've got to work on that to the point where my anger doesn't bring question on my integrity. And so, yeah, I would own up to it, and not only that, but I'd have to accept discipline, self-discipline. My discipline was I had to go back and apologize. Whether it was their fault, not their fault, doesn't matter. I would have to go and apologize to whoever I got angry at. I've apologized to my children for what I did. You know, I owned up to it. And somehow, some way, by doing that, my son in a video a while back, I saw this video and he was talking, it was on Father's Day. And he said, I really view my dad as a man of integrity. And you know what example he used? When I came and apologized to him. Yeah. But I think we can't use that as an excuse. You know, a parenthetical in our personal integrity. We just can't. Because it becomes a cop-out. So I appreciate that question. I do. Okay. Anybody else? Question? Don't let the lack of the world's value of integrity, personal integrity, impact you. Don't let it do it. You be a person of integrity. Okay? Five people. We have 5 minutes. You've written some stuff out. Five people share what you got out of this session. And then, man, it's lunchtime. So five people need to volunteer. What'd you get out of this session? Yeah.
Say if I do something wrong or lie to my parent, I feel like they'll never have full trust again. There's always going to be that in the background.
Yeah. You know, in my dark days, and by the way, when my mom died this last summer, one of the memories that hit me was when I looked her in the eyes and lied.
I've done that multiple times.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, one of the great things is that, you know, I went back to my mom, you know, when Jesus stepped in and said, you need to be a man. You know, I went back and confessed to her everything. She forgave me, but when she died, that was one of my first thoughts. And how much I've changed since then. Okay. Four more. Yeah.
Just because the world doesn't have integrity around you doesn't
mean it's not. Yeah. Just because the world around you doesn't have integrity doesn't mean you don't have to. You don't need to. You do. Yeah, Devin.
I grew up, I was always told the person you're following the most is yourself for things that you lie, but you get caught up in your own lies and start believing them.
Yeah, and that's the weird thing. People start believing their own lives. I think that's how Clinton was so believable. He believed his own lie. It's amazing. A-Rod, I think, really, truly believed his own lie. It's amazing. Yeah.
No matter how little integrity you've had in the past, you can get it back.
You can get it back. You can. Yeah. You guys are young. That's why we're teaching this stuff, this life coaching now. Because you can get it back. Okay, where are we? One more? Jake, go.
I like this quote from Martin Luther King Jr. Because, he says there, it's easy whenever you're in moments of comfort and convenience to do the right thing, like when you're surrounded by the right people, you know, like when you're in the right places. But he says, but where he stands in times of challenge and controversy, that's where
down to the last minute of the game, what play did you call, you know what I'm saying? And it's kind of like Christian life's the same way. You know, you come under certain times where it's like,
yeah,
you know, you got one of two choices, you know what I'm saying? And your choices are going to affect you. They're going to affect others around you. You know, make the right ones in the hard times.
Yeah, absolutely. I have great respect for Martin Luther King Jr. Yeah, you know, you read his letters from prison and you see great respect that he will maintain who he is in Christ no matter what. Okay, was that five? Good, we still have 2 minutes to 12, so you get to go 2 minutes early. Hang on to those deals that you filled out on yourself. Thanks, guys.
So with the verse Matthew 5:13, you assault.